Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk Track and Field senior A.J. Mosqueda at the Warren County Relays today at Simpson College. A.J. anchored the Warriors distance medley relay to victory today. Kind of a light day for you today, but just how cool is it to be part of this event here, a first annual Warren County Relays running against all the county teams?
It was great. I mean, I love the competition out here. I'm really, really thankful to be able to run every day and just be out here and competing. I'm happy that I got some guys on the team that are supportive. And just going into it, I felt confident. I was ready to go, and that's what I did. I went out there, performed, and I'm happy with how I did.
Now, you're a big part of that Norwalk cross-country team as well in the fall. How do you compare the two sports? At which you have a preference on them, or how do you compare running the distance of cross-country with running around the track here?
Well, I like the track a little bit more, definitely, but I can definitely see how others would like cross-country just because of all the scenes, and I feel like there might be a little bit more competition where you're closer to each other. But for me, it's the track. I like speed. I like just getting through it, getting through the laps, and performing here is what I enjoy.
What's your favorite events out there?
Oh, I like the 400 a lot, and that's one of my favorite ones. I like doing the 800 because I'm relatively well at it. But I think that if there's any 800 runners that want to try the 400, I highly recommend it. It's fun.
Well, being a senior, you're looking ahead to college. You will be coming to Simpson College next year to run track or cross country or both?
I'll be doing both.
Okay. So how cool is it to have a couple of high school meets here this year on the same track you're going to be running at next spring?
It's great. I mean, I get to see the track, get a feel for it. And, of course, I'm able to see some of the Simpson guys. I really enjoy talking to them. They welcomed me very, very well. Big shout-out to Ryan and James Johnson, both two great guys that helped me today, just cheering me on.
What are you going to be running next year at Simpson?
Next year I'll be doing the 8K, either 8K or 10K. I'd have to check in with Coach Monk. But other than that, I'll probably be doing the 4s and 8s.
Well, let's talk about the rest of this season. Norwalk's got a really good boys team. How good do you think this team can be towards the end of the season when conference and state come around?
I think we got some stuff to work on, but I think we're going to be a strong competitor this year. We have seen a lot of results so far, and I'm just really excited to see not only what we're going to do at Drake, but what we're going to do up to that, leading up to state and state qualifiers, because I just can't wait. This team it's a thrill. I love it.
And what should we be watching for you in lots of 4s and 8s this year?
Yeah, lots of 4s and 8s. I might do a mile or two, but other than that, I mean, those are my main events.
All right, that's been Norwalk senior A.J. Mosqueda here at the Warren County Relays today. Thanks for your time. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
And welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner at the Warren County Relays tonight at Simpson College, here with a couple of the girls athletes from Norwalk who all they did was win golds tonight. It's juniors Ava Carlson and Jillian Hammond. Just tell me about your events tonight and how you did.
We started off in the sprint med. I was the anchor in that. I was the 400 in the sprint med, and we were second coming into the 400, and I passed a girl to get the win, and then I ran the 400 hurdles and the best time I've ever ran, so I was pretty proud of that. And yeah, I just got first in that.
Yeah, I started off with high jump. Me and another Norwalk girl tied at 5 foot, but I ended up having less scratches, so I ended up coming out first in that, but it was really good. And then I also did shuttle hurdle. I was the last leg. And we started off with a really good lead, and our second and third lead did amazing, did their job. But I was a fourth, so I really didn't have to do much. We were in the lead, and then just stretched the lead a little bit more. And then with 100 hurdles, it was between me and this Carlisle girl. She did amazing. It was really, really close. Ended up pulling it out a little bit, just a little bit ahead. And yeah.
So this is a first annual event, the inaugural Warren County Relays. What's it like to kind of compete against, you know, all the schools in the county? Everybody's local here.
Yeah, it's super fun. It's super fun to see familiar faces. A lot of these teams, or at least one of them, is in our conference. So, and we all play them normally year round too. So, like in basketball and volleyball. So that's always fun seeing familiar faces. And track meet's all about just like getting to know people. I love communicating and talking to people out here. So yeah, it's super fun just having those familiar faces and to run with them, because it's all just good blood between everyone. And we all just say like, good luck, run your best. And yeah, it's super fun.
Yeah, I would say I agree with that. Like, seeing familiar faces and stuff. Like, I know, like, after some of the hurdle events, I would talk to some of the Carlisle girls after. And it's just everyone's really close, so it's no bad blood between any of us. Like, we all are happy for each other. And it just makes it more fun to run.
And what are you guys looking to get done as a team this year as Norwalk girls track? You know, a lot of girls back from last year. What are going to be some of the best events to watch?
I mean, it'd be amazing to send as many races to the Drake Relays or state. That'd obviously be a goal, but just taking it one meet at a time. Self-improvement is, I think, the best like thing, because if you're there mentally and you're good with yourself, then like you're good with your team, and I think that helps a lot. So just being good with and content with your own races helps a lot. So yeah, I think just making it to state with as many relays.
Yeah, I agree. I would say like also keeping everyone healthy. Like if we're all healthy, obviously gives us a better chance at state, Drake relays and stuff. So just keeping each other healthy and just encouraging each other, I think, will really is what's going to get us through. Because we have really good relationships between the teams and stuff, which makes it obviously a lot easier to run and do good. So I think if we just keep that up, it should look pretty good.
And then just individually, what are the events we should really watch for you guys in throughout the season?
Probably 400 hurdles, and just I'll be probably in some relays, 4x4, 400 in the sprint med, so all just the fours pretty much, yep. And maybe some twos.
Yeah, I would say shuttle hurdle, we ended up making it state last year. They obviously moved the time back a second, so now it's a 106 to qualify, so I think if we're, I mean, we shaved off a second from the last meet, so I think if we keep that up, we have a pretty good chance, and then also 100 hurdles and high jump.
All right, well, girls, thanks for your time. That's Norwalk Juniors Ava Carlson and Jillian Hammond. Good luck throughout the season as well.
Thank you.